listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 20th of July.
Okay then, it's Haim's go. Here's Mike with the sponsorship stuff before we find out what year Haim will take us back to and see if we remember anything from that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
And 20th of July, we did shows 2007, 9, 10, 12, 15 and 16.
And the supplementary number?
Supplementary number, as always, is 2006. We don't know if we did a show that year. We're still piecing it together.
Yes.
We certainly don't have any details. One thing I tried to get again from 2007 and it's just, it's lost. Mm. As at this stage, it's lost. Mm. We did probably one of my favourite phone topics of all time, which was early days, but yeah. I remember this was a big point in our career because we were like, geez, can you know, this feels a bit fun. Can we do this on radio?
Yep.
And then everyone went, yeah, you can do that. And we did, we basically did, what file name do you keep your porn under on your desktop? But if I remember correctly, yes, we were all panicking and falling over ourselves, calling it naughty pictures or grown-up photos.
Because we were so worried at times. Like, although we were much edgier, like, of course, you soften, but there's some things I've listened back to from a long time ago. I'm like, oh gosh, we probably wouldn't say that now. I think when we were young.
Well, we were definitely ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're very naive as a kid. You don't have the sensibilities that you have.
Yes.
You know, because we were like 24. So yep. you just basically think everyone is seeing the world the way you're seeing the world.
Yes.
So there was definitely that, but I think we were like really worried about, you know, breaking a code of conduct or something by saying that. We would never have said the word porn, no way.
No.
So we were like, you know, what's the file name? But I remember people calling, like going, yeah, like one guy's
tax receipts, I think.
Tax was a big one. And then one guy just had a folder that said Adelaide. Because he's like, no one's opening that up. No one's opening up Adelaide.
I mean,
great memory too. I mean, I guess this is back in the days where people were downloading stuff and going, I'll keep it on
you
the desktop.
You had to keep it.
I'll keep it on the desktop.
You would share it, Mike. Like, your mate would go, hey, look, I mean, obviously we're from magazine days.
I mean, we're here at Andy's house. Go upstairs. I mean, he's still got his crate of Zoo mags.
Well, there's a point where you found, like, I found my dad's and then he had to get rid of them.
Andy took them out of the plastic, so they'd lost their resale.
But at school, if you found one, you would hide. There would be a hiding spot at school. We had one underneath the portables where, you know, you could go and all, you know, go and look at it at recess and be very scared of it all, being caught.
Use the cotton glove and, you know, just like when you're touching the Melbourne Cup to not damage the pages. But that was an interesting, I just remember that being an interesting day because we were like, it had that feeling too of there's some pretty standard stuff that people talk about on radio, like, you know, oh, what's silly things happened or whatever. I just remember being one of those days where we were like, oh, that felt a bit different because it blew up. Like, people were just,
yeah,
it's one of those ones where we went, I don't think anyone, does anyone do this?
Yep.
And then people really did it. And it was I just remember professionally it was an interesting turning point because you were like, okay, well, that really connected.
Yes.
That really connected with people.
I also recall that we had an adult film entertainer on, Jenna Jamison or something.
Yeah, we did. For Sexpo. She was promoting Sexpo.
Which was such a peculiar thing to do, I think. But like,
yeah, it was, we did a lot of,
it might came up, it might come up in one of the days.
But for a family show, we were a pretty family friendly show. And I remember her talking about her dad finding out what she did
for a living.
And I think that was a stage where we were like, are we Howard Stern?
Yeah. What are we doing?
We're probably not Howard Stern. I think we're just come some, like,
I remember being really nervous.
Suburban guys that this is not our show, actually.
Yeah.
We made a big mistake. We shouldn't have done this. But remember, we sent, just while we're on Sexpo, when we did Saturday mornings, so we used to do like, what was that, 2002, 2003 Saturday morning?
2004, 2005.
And Whipper, our mate Whipper, again, Fitzy and Whipper on Nova, now currently, he was our, like, go and do crazy things guy.
Yeah.
Go, like, you know, street dude. And we made him get a bronze cast of his testicles
to
his mum. to give to Christine. She's still got them. I talked to her about them recently. So you still have Whippers balls in bronze? Yeah, yeah. I do. Yeah.
Keeps the mail down.
And he, because that was at Sexpo. Sorry, that was, he had to go to Sexpo. There was a stall there where you could get the get your nuts bronzed. Or anything bronzed.
Yes. We should, if one of those, we've actually found, Mike, this is a revelation, we've found old CDs. Now, we need someone to go and transfer them all. It's going to take a while. But I think a lot of those shows, those Saturday morning shows are in there. We may, in the future, if we do this again, we may have some of that Whipper being our street dude stuff, which would be quite intriguing.
In 2009, on the 20th of July, all it had down were people were angry at the MasterChef finale.
Oh, right.
Now, I know I never watched MasterChef.
Neither
and I
did
doubt
I.
you did either. No. So this is, this feels.
What year would you say?
2009.
Do you remember?
First season, I think, and it would have been the Julian Poe dilemma.
Was that a debacle?
I believe most people wanted Poe to win, but she didn't. So it would be that.
I just gave me a wry smile because I went, yep, that's one of those ones where you've been told people are talking about this.
Yes.
You've got to talk about it.
Yep.
And so. It would have just been, again, I don't have the audio for us, but I know what it would have been. Mm. Two guys.
Trying to pretend
that they were as incensed as the public and they were here as trusted friends to help guide Australia through this injustice. Did you watch that, Mike, in your family?
No, I just know a lot of stuff about reality TV, I think.
When we first went to Drive, like radio, and we were becoming national, our producer was like, you have... Like, these are the shows you have to watch, like, people are into, and we have to divvy it up. And there was a list at the start of the year, and he, like, who's watching Desperate Housewives, who's watching Lost, and I was like...
It's funny you mention that. In 2007, there was also something written on the thing that said Desperate Housewives giveaway.
Yeah, so I had to watch Desperate Housewives, Hamish Lost. There was a bunch, we had, like, three or four each. By the next year, I think we'd done away with this.
Halfway through that year, we went... This isn't really working.
We're not vibing this.
But because someone would come in and go, hey, this thing happened on Lost last night, and then the other person would go, who cares? I don't watch that.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, well, I'm being forced to watch it, so I'm not really that into it either.
But we thought early on, we thought you had to do this. This is what you had to do on radio, so it was kind of fun.
In 2010, on the 20th of July, I found out at that stage my housemate at the time, John, was very into Twilight.
Oh, wow.
I vaguely remember that, but it hasn't stuck. I mean, I'm still good mates with John and we don't talk about the Twilight movies much. So, again, another kind of moment in time.
Yeah, for him.
Big at the time, 2010, that was Twilight, middle of Twilight fever.
Yep.
I think there's a new Twilight book that came out this year as well.
Oh, do you reckon that's...
Oh, missed the train a bit, haven't you?
Is that a bit tough for them to try and... regenerate the excitement, do you reckon, Mike?
A girl that I know was reading it for a bit.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's still got its fans, but I don't think it'll be a global phenomenon.
No, I'm with you.
And I think, who was the guy? Edward.
No, Rob Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson.
Batman.
Is he Batman now?
Yeah.
He's moved on.
Yeah.
So he knew.
Well, you think he was waiting for 10 years hoping they'd call him back?
Possible, because he would have just gone, hey, I'm not interested in any other franchises, I'm here.
And he's taken on Batman, and just when they've released another book, he's, damn it.
He's going to call DC and go, something else has come up. In 2015.
Mm-hmm. Is this where we're going?
We are in 2015, although it's not quite this. Start of the show, I look at the run sheet and it was the day, 20th of July 2015 was the day that Mick Fanning punched the shark.
Oh.
In Johannesburg, in South Africa, in the surfing contest. And I see, you know, because the run sheets from 2015, I don't know if this is the same when you look at your run sheets, but they're quite small, the font.
Yeah.
And it goes Mick Fanning on phone. I was like, did we talk to Mick Fanning that day? When he punched the shark.
We talked to Kelly Slater though.
Yeah, right. So you know what we did at the start of the show? Yeah. We were trying to get Mick Fanning and we couldn't. And then we talked to people called Mick or Fanning. Someone with the first name Mick or the last name Fanning. But for a second in the run sheet, I thought it was Mick. And then at the end of the show, we talked to Kelly Slater.
This was a weird day as well. Obviously, it was a shocking incident and you know, brilliant that Mick...
Yeah, he was all fine by the way. I think everyone was just kind of like shocked but jubilated that he was okay.
But it was the first time we'd kind of used social media to reach out to someone. Normally you go through publicists and so on, but Hamish and I had done the Celebrity Grand Prix with Kelly Slater and he was a nice fellow and we were following... Hamish and Andy was following him on Twitter.
Yep.
And so we said to Jez, hey, do you want to direct message him, our web guy, direct message him on Twitter and to see if he wants to come on, which just seemed... strange thing to do because it was always through publicists and so on. And so we messaged him and he's like, yeah, cool, do you want to do it now? And so suddenly he was on to talk about
Kel
to Mick Fanning, which was kind of weird.
But in the middle of that show came the thing that I want to talk about today.
Great.
Now, before we get to it, again, I think I've stumbled upon something that was the genesis of something that became much more ingrained in our fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's what I think it is. But before we do get to it, Mike, don't you have to say a few words?
Oh, yeah, please,
I do.
Mike, go ahead. Glad you did that, Mike. Well done.
Thanks.
Ando, in 2015, just before 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. on the 20th of July, I believe we were discussing something mm-hmm. that would give birth to the fact that now whenever someone calls up and says hello to us on the phone, they say ahoy.
Oh,
I think it was the start
fantastic.
Of ahoy.
Fantastic. I don't want to say much. Get into it.
The 20th of July, 2015.
Hamish and Andy, delighted to be driving you home, Ham.
And here's a history fact for everyone. And look, on this show we use the phone a lot. I mean, everyone uses the phone a lot. So it's relevant to everyone. And I would almost say, we were having this chat the other day, without in-car Bluetooth, the phone call was a dying art.
Yes.
In-car Bluetooth has 100% saved the phone call.
Exactly.
Now everyone just waits till they get in the car and speaks for half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Going, well, may as well.
Obviously on hands-free, but that's
In-car Bluetooth.
It's a great...
And not between 4 and 6.
No.
That's when the good stuff's on the radio. Mum, I'll call you back at 6:01.
Yeah.
But we now are, especially between you and I, Evan, maybe it's just a guy thing, but because you're not... It's not weird to call for a bit of a chat. We need some news in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can just do like a loose catch-up on the phone.
Well, exactly. And a guide chat involves normally who's playing what in sport this weekend. The odds on this were quite interesting for about 30 seconds before you can just go and have a chat.
Yeah.
You can't just ring for nothing.
Here's the thing. So when the phone was invented, Alexander Graham Bell, he realized as well, like, so when they invented the phone, this is an article I was reading over the weekend. You've invented the phone. Well done. I mean, early adopters. Well done, mate. Stop turning up for a pat on the back. No, seriously, we appreciate it. But early adopters, I think, were like, oh, there's something in this.
Yeah.
This could we could see an application, personal and business.
Yeah.
But with the invention of the phone came the invention of how to answer the phone.
Mm.
No one had answered. No one had picked up a machine and there's a human on the other end before. So everyone was like, what do we say? Like, what's the...
And it didn't come first nature to them just to be normal.
No one, I mean, yeah, I guess eventually it evolved to like, hello, because he didn't know who was on the other end of the line. Alexander Graham Bell was pushing hard for ahoy.
Instead of hello.
It's what he wanted. He wanted ahoy to be the internationally recognized, because I think at the time maybe, now I'm making it up. I was going to say.
He spent a lot of time on ships.
Ships on their radio would start with ahoy, but I don't know if ships had radio before the phone was invented.
But I mean,
probably Morse code would start with ahoy.
They would say ahoy a lot when they arrived at places.
I guess it was the thing you said when you were yelling out to someone and you weren't sure who they were.
Yes.
Ahoy.
Mm.
And so he really wanted that nautical vibe to take off.
Mm.
And I'm a bit sad that we went with hello, to be honest. In fact, I would like it to become a Hamish and Andy show staple.
Yep.
If we embrace ahoy over hello.
That'd be nice.
I'm not saying we won't answer to hello. Like if someone comes to the phone and goes, hello guys, we won't just go quiet until the emergency tape kicks in that we have at the radio station in case the station goes off air.
Yeah.
But we'll respond better to an ahoy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
Absolutely. You'll hear the smile just through our voices.
Ahoy.
Yeah. So... 131060, call up now. First of all, actually, Ham.
Well, if we were phasing out hello, like let's start. Once you start thinking about it, like so many songs with hello in them that we would have to go back and rewrite as ahoy.
If 131060, call us now. What or how can we replace hello with ahoy across the board? Is it song you can think of? Is there other areas in your life where we think a hello can be replaced with ahoy?
Mm.
We're going to try it now. Joe joins us. Ahoy, Joe.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Feels good, doesn't it, Joe?
Oh, it feels incredible.
Is there anything that you suggest that should be kind of retrospectively where we replace hello with ahoy?
Now, do you need me to sing it?
Is it a song, is it? Because if it's not, just say
If it's
it.
Just basic instructions, you don't need to sing it, but if it is a song.
No. The Lionel Richie song.
Joe, take
it's all
away.
Yours.
There you go. Is it me you're looking for?
Joe. Hey, Joe. Mate, so good, so unluckily, and this does happen sometimes on the radio, your phone did cut out at the ahoy part.
Seriously. Yeah. So we only heard the other bit.
And we've got to go to the news, so we're going to grab Cara, but Joe, get the podcast. Because you will hear it.
Cara, do you have a place where we can replace ahoy, hello, sorry, with ahoy?
Hello.
Ahoy. Oh,
sorry, Cara. Sorry.
This is getting confusing. What are you doing, Cara?
Ahoy, Cara.
Ahoy. Okay, so I think we should replace the famous Jerry Maguire movie. So we say... I had you at ahoy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, great. Wouldn't that be more romantic if you had me at ahoy? So gorgeous.
Let's go real to the poetry. News, Ham. We'll keep a few more coming in. What is bizarre, though, it does take you... I mean, they're going to be a teething
problem. I honestly
problem.
Thought Carol was going to say, show me the ahoy. And I was like, oh, people aren't getting this at all. But you had me at ahoy is perfect.
Hey, Mission Andy. It's certainly cleaner these days, isn't it?
It is. Isn't that amazing? Because now it's been going on for, what's that now, 5 years. Five solid years of ahoys. And
I would have felt like it was longer than that that we've been saying. Yeah. Five years
of ahoys. And Joe, I mean, I'm glad we've gone back to that moment because he was the very first ahoy.
Yeah.
And then the very first one we missed.
Yep.
As his phone cut out right when he was singing the song.
We maintain it. If you see us in the street, anytime you call any of our shows,
it's part of our life now.
We love the ahoy.
I'm glad we found the moment.
Listener.